Unit 9. Dreams and Memories. Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 5 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your paper. Example. You will hear,
Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message?
You will read, A. I'm not sure. B. You're right. C. Yes, certainly. D. That's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C. Yes, certainly, is the correct answer. Now the test will begin.
1. Have you ever won the lottery tickets? Have you ever won the lottery tickets?
2. Hi, Tony. What's up? Hi, Tony. What's up?
3. Don't expect to get rich without hard work. Don't expect to get rich without hard work.
4. How are you getting on with your study? How are you getting on with your study?
5. I really enjoy daydreaming. How about you? I really enjoy daydreaming. How about you? 6. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your paper. 6. Mr. Jones will be back in just a few minutes. You can wait if you want to.
No, thanks. I'll just leave this note for him.
Question. What does the man ask the woman to do? Mr. Jones will be back in just a few minutes. You can wait if you want to.
No, thanks. I'll just leave this note for him.
Question. What does the man ask the woman to do?
Seven. I want to mail these flowers to Paris.
By ordinary or express?
Question. Where is the man? I want to mail these flowers to Paris.
By ordinary or express?
Question. Where is the man?
Eight. Was it cold here last winter?
Yes, it was. And January was much colder than December and February.
Question. Which month was the coldest one last winter? Was it cold here last winter?
Yes, it was. And January was much colder than December and February.
Question. Which month was the coldest one last winter?
Nine. What do you think of the food here?
Delicious. I think we'll come again next week.
Question. Where does the dialogue take place? What do you think of the food here?
Delicious. I think we'll come again next week.
Question. Where does the dialogue take place?
Ten. Mike, how do you come to school? By bus or by bike?
Well, I take the underground.
Question. How does Mike come to school? Mike, how do you come to school? By bus or by bike?
Well, I take the underground.
Question. How does Mike come to school?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read three times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases in the corresponding space, in order of the numbered blanks, according to what you have heard. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now, the passage will begin. First reading.
What does childhood mean to us? It may be a beautiful memory filled with favorite games, toys, and love from all the family. It may be an empty memory with nothing interesting or unforgettable. Or it may be an unhappy memory, something one may never want to remember. Beautiful or not, childhood memories give us a lot. Happy ones tell us how to love. Unhappy ones teach us how to be iron.
Second reading.
What does childhood mean to us? It may be a beautiful memory. Filled with favorite games, toys, and love from all the family. It may be an empty memory with nothing interesting or unforgettable. Or it may be an unhappy memory, something one may never want to remember. Beautiful or not, childhood memories give us a lot. Happy ones tell us how to love. Unhappy ones teach us how to be iron.
Final reading.
What does childhood mean to us? It may be a beautiful memory filled with favorite games, toys, and love from all the family. It may be an empty memory with nothing interesting or unforgettable. Or it may be an unhappy memory, something one may never want to remember. Beautiful or not, childhood memories give us a lot. Happy ones tell us how to love. Unhappy ones teach us how to be iron.